Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for another episode of Okay, So Listen. I am Shawnese, host, creator, and curator of Okay, So Here's the Thing. And this week's vibe is In the Mood Part 1, because I do intend to do a part 2. So this week's vibe came from, you know, feeling like, you know, so far a lot of my friends are getting in relationships or they're talking to someone who's stable, and it's just beautiful, all this love around me. And so I figured, why not do a playlist of, you know, talking about love and, you know, things like that to get them in the mood. Not all these songs on this playlist are about sex. They're pretty much like songs for the nightcap, you know, kind of lead you into whatever you guys, you know, both consent to doing. So without further ado, we're going to get started with the angelic and soft vocals of Ebbs the Artist. While Ebbs the Artist possesses sweet tones, she comes through with the rap prowess, but takes us back to gentle vocals, which I really like. Say It, which is the record I'm about to play, was released in May 12, 2018. And while she has yet to release a full project, you can hear her vocal progression starting with her EP, The Feel, which was released in August 2017. Without further ado, this is Say It by Ebbs the Artist.
Say it, 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 say it
Okay, our next song is Love Me Right by Rendezvous at 2. I mean, with a name like Rendezvous at 2, you already know what kind of vibes they're bringing. British R&B soul duo Rendezvous at 2, who is also hard to locate on the interwebs. Like, I literally could find nothing about them. But you know, I think that's pretty cool. I think that's what makes them authentic. You know, from what I can see on the internet, they actually live in two different countries, but they record their parts separately and like send it to each other, but it sounds like they're in the same place, which I think is pretty cool. This song Love Me Right is a record that fits in with today's sounds of her, Queen Naija, and all the other soulful mommies out there. So without further ado, here's Love Me Right by Rendezvous at 2.
About his place, there's something about the way the sun has risen on my face. Something about his love that's driving me crazy. And I'm addicted to the night, and I'm addicted to this high, and I'm addicted just a little bit to the love between my thighs. And I'm holding on so tight, and I could chew more than I bite, but he knows just what I like. There's nothing if you just let me try. Cause you're loving me right. Something about today, there's something about his place, something about him I could never ever replace. There's something in his embrace that's driving me crazy. And I'm addicted, yeah, I'm addicted to the thrill. And I'm addicted just a little bit to the way he's making me feel. Yeah, I'm holding on so tight, I'm holding in tonight. Cause he knows just what I like, just what I like. With you, baby, your things come easily, and I'm not questioning, no, your ability. It's just that I like control, and you knock me off my feet. So put your arms around me when we're underneath the sheets. No, you don't ask, no, you don't ask much of me. Hey, you just loving me.
Okay, next up we have Inglewood singer Tiffany Gouche. Tiffany has worked with the likes of Ty Dolla $ign, Solange, Anderson .Paak, Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott, Iggy Azalea, Usher, and the Pussycat Dolls, so she's well-versed. She identifies as queer, but Tiffany's music doesn't shy away from the passionate riffs and deep vocal reaches. Her voice is very deep, and you know, at first when I heard her, I'm not gonna lie, I did think it was a man singing, because that's how deep her tone is, and it's deeper than most female singers, which is what drew me to her. So of course you guys will hear that in a second, but this record is off her album Pillow Talk, released in 2015. So with an album named Pillow Talk, you already know this is the perfect fit for this mood. Take a listen, you won't regret it. This is Red Rum Melody by Tiffany Gouche.
Say the words, I know all the lyrics. more than just a bass, baby. I feel it when I hear it. Ooh, she knows how to control my tempo. It's so simple, but it's so deep. We go down in the dungeon below, where the people, they all sing the red rum melody. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Ooh, red rum melody. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
look at all on my lap, scratches all on my back. Tell me what you know about that.
Something different. I hear her loud and clear, just trying to give her what she's missing. Hit it hard like a drum, give her love till it's gone. I know that she deserves it. And me and you right here, man, is feeling picture perfect. She knows how to control my tempo. It's so simple, but it's so deep.
All right, now we're going to move into Jesse Boykins III, his record, Come to My Room. Now, Jesse Boykins III is a well-known name for those of you who are into R&B soul music. He's a Jamaican-American singer, and he's an artist that you would look to for passionate feel-good music. This record I'm about to play, entitled Come to My Room, gives me D'Angelo meet Bilal type vibes. Is really cool. I like it. His voice is one of my favorites of all the male artists out today. Don't just take my word for it though. Take a listen. Come to My Room by Jesse Boykins III.
Day. Just come to So if you're ready for me, on the way to the stars, stop at Venus, then to Mars. Baby, take the key. Open my dreams. You will see. You're lying next to me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of our playlist, unfortunately. But like I said, this is In the Mood Part 1. Part 2 is coming. You can take that sentence however you choose to, but this is a family show. This last song is called Love Me Up by Etta Bond. Henrietta Bond is a British singer-songwriter whose music style is rhythmic and soulful, citing Amy Winehouse, My Fave, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and Jay Dilla as major musical influences. Etta Bond is versatile and very graceful. So before we get to this last song, as always, I want to thank you guys for rocking with me for the past, I want to say 3 months or so. I know it's been a long ride. I know you guys have enjoyed the music. Definitely take some, you know, listens back if you've missed a song. I've definitely released some playlists on Spotify with all the songs that I've played, as well as, you know, related songs that Spotify will sometimes throw in there. Definitely like keep the conversation going. I love talking about music with you guys. If you have any suggestions for playlists you want to hear, throw them at me. I already have 4 sitting that I'm going to do, gradually release. But if you have any ideas, just let me know. Always, you know, feel free to contact me on Twitter at _dreadlightly or email me at okaysothething@gmail.com. Check out my website, www.okaysohere'sthething.com. And yeah, stay connected with me. Here is Love Me Up by Etta Bond. Bye, guys.